Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishneh Hey. As we mentioned before, there is a Machlokas Tanoim, not in our Mishnah, but in a Brisa in the Gemara, about whether an Ben Sora Mara actually is possible. And Reb Shimon says in a Brisa that just because he ate a tartemer of Basar and ate half a log of Yayin, Italki, because of that his mother and father would take him out to be stoned. He said, it must Elo Lohoya Velo Asilios. He said, it never happened, and it's never going to happen. Why was it written? It's for us to learn and to receive reward for learning the Torah of Ben Sora Mara. But then comes along Rabbi Yonason and says, Anira Isiv, Vishavti al Kivra, I saw such a thing, and I actually sat on the kever, on the grave of a Ben Sora Mara. So we have a dispute about the existence of Ben Sora Mara itself. Now, our Mishnah tells us that the idea of the Ben Sora Mara being killed for what seems to be such a minor infraction is Ben Sora Mara Nidon Al Shem Sofo. He is judged based on what's going to happen in the end if he continues his path of gluttony and stealing, etc. Yomus Zakai, it's better that he should die while he still is meritorious. While Yomus Chayav, he shouldn't die once he's already become guilty of all sorts of sins, because he's going to have this dependency, and because of that dependency, he's going to go out and start becoming a robber and kill people, etc. It's better he should die when he has yet to do such terrible sins. This Mishnah tells us that the death of evil people, it's a benefit to them because they can't sin anymore, and it's a benefit to the world. But the death of tzaddikim is it's bad for them because they can't do the mitzvahs anymore, and it's bad for the world. We don't have their zechusim, their merits. Yayin v'sheina, the Mishnah continues, wine and sleep, l'rishayim, for bad people, is hanalahan v'hanalolam, it's a benefit for them, and it's a benefit for the world, because they're busy with sleeping and with drinking. Well, that's tzaddikim, and for tzaddikim, ra'lohan v'hanalolam, because if they're going to be involved in wine, and be drunk, or not be full, have their full capacity, they won't be able to do mitzvahs as well, and it's bad for the world. Pizur l'rishayim, being spread out, and not being together, is for Rishayim, is Hanolahan Vanola Olam. That's a benefit for them and a benefit for the world, because they can't plan their evil plans together when they're not together. Let Tzaddikim, and for Tzaddikim not to be together, is Ralohan Vrala Olam, is bad for them and bad for the world. They can't plan mitzvahs together. Kinus L'Rishayim, being gathered together for Rishayim, this is just the opposite of what we mentioned before, being gathered together for Rishayim, for bad people, is Ra'lohan Ra'lo'olam, is bad for the world, because then they can plot together. For Tzaddikim, and for Tzaddikim, Hanolahan Vanolah'olam, it's a benefit for them, and it's a benefit for the world. The world will benefit from their coming up with good ideas for the benefit of the world. Sheket L'Rishayim, peace and tranquility, for Rishayim, is Ra'lohan Ra'lo'olam, is bad for them, is bad for the world, because it gives us the opportunity to do bad things. But Tzaddikim, but quiet and tranquility for Tzaddikim, is Anolahan Vanolah'olam, is a benefit for them and a benefit for the world. It gives them the opportunity to be able to do good things for themselves and for the world.